This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
98.9 FM, Murray Country. Now, it is Are You Okay Day, and we are speaking to Travis Collins now. How are you?
I'm good, mate. How are you doing?
We're good.
It's good to talk to you.
All right.
It's good to talk to you. Very sprite. We just spoke off air, and you said that we are very spriteful in the morning. You sound also very spriteful, mate.
Yeah, well, you know, for me, Are You Okay Day, it's an exciting day to get up and spread a message of positivity about change and how we can, you know, counteract a big problem in Australia. So, you know, it's sad that it touches our lives in the first place, but the actual getting in front of the curveball and creating behaviour that changes anxiety, depression and suicide rates in Australia is a positive move. So I get excited about that.
It is. It is very positive, mate. And like, hearing people's stories, I suppose, is also very inspirational as well. And yourself, you've got a little bit of a story yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. I just, like a lot of people, mate, I never really gave too much thought about anxiety, depression, suicide until it touched our family. And it was the loss of my father-in-law who, you know, classic textbook was just the larrikin of the town. And then, a huge role model in my life. And just, you'd never would have suspected that he was battling demons in his head. And until we got a phone call one morning to say that, you know, he'd checked out. And there's an absolute weight of finality that comes with that. And you just, there's so many questions, not a lot of answers. And you never stop asking those questions. But mate, it's, if there is, there's not much good comes out of a situation like that. But if there is one thing, it is that it did shine a light on mental health awareness for me. And I've been really proud to be active as an ambassador for Are You Okay ever since, just to try and get that message out there of how to have those conversations and you know, trust that gut feeling when a mate of yours or someone you know might be bottling stuff up, and how to help them have that conversation.
Yeah, I definitely think it's so important, mate, that we do have these conversations. And obviously, Are You Okay Day is not only, it's obviously shedding light on something that happens, unfortunately, very regularly. But we want to make sure that we do check in with our friends, families, maybe not even friends or families, Travis, in this time, in this day and age, it could be anyone that, you know, you see that is struggling, especially right now. We know, you know, a lot of people are in lockdown, and these moments are the time where, you know, having that conversation is most important.
Absolutely, mate. It's, and the other thing is, you know, this is our national day of attention, so it's not the only day we ask these things. It's good to practice this year round, and you know, check in on your neighbour and ask your mate how they're going, and check in on your family. Everybody's, you know, really isolated and sort of disconnected at the moment, especially down here in the southern states where I live. So, you know, just check in on people, and yeah, it's a really rewarding feeling as well. To know that when somebody opens up to you, that you might have been the first person that's asked them, might have been the first person that's allowed them to take a weight off their mind. And, you know, it's a really beautiful thing. And for anyone that's scared of what the answer might be, let me tell you, I've asked a few people in my time, and the ones that do sort of take some weight off their mind and share it with you, it really does form stronger relationships than you had. So it's a beautiful thing, and it's a positive thing. So get out there and have those conversations and check in with each other.
Do you think, do you have any tips on how to overcome that sort of like, oh, it's none of my business, like I don't want to overstep and get involved in something sort of mentality? Because, I mean, it is hard when you see someone that's struggling and you're like, but I don't want to seem like I'm being nosy, like I genuinely just want to check on them.
That's a genuine concern. With a lot of studies that were done, 7% of people that were studied came back and said that was one of their main concerns, is they didn't want to seem like they were prying or being nosy. But the main message here is, you know, it's you don't have to give the particulars. You don't have to tell me the ins and outs of what's going on. But if you need some help, if you need an ear or a shoulder or a hand with something, I'm here. And you know, a lot larger percentage of people are just glad to know that someone cared to ask, even without going into all the details. It's a large percentage of people were just happy to know that somebody cared enough to ask and said, "Hey, I see you. I notice you." And that can be a really gratifying, you know, a really validating thing. So I would encourage everyone to get out there and ask, and maybe just try and push those little feelings aside that you might be prying, you know, and just trust your gut feeling. And if somebody out there, if anyone listening is having problems and needs to reach out to anyone, obviously Lifeline is the way to go, 13, 11, 14. And just know that you are loved and you are appreciated, even when you don't feel it or know it. There are people that that love you.
Yeah, mate. You're an absolute amazing ambassador for this, Travis. You should be, you know, you should be so proud of yourself, mate. And look, you're saying the right things, and you've got a family of your own, almost, you know, coming to fruition as well. So to be a father and have these, you know, this knowledge of on this stuff coming into, you know, social media and all this, you know, a pandemic, mate, it's a, you know, you're a credit to yourself, and you should be very proud of what you're doing for this organisation. So thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys. And you guys, likewise with you too. It's thanks for giving us a platform to spread our message from. We appreciate it.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.